Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 16th. Happy Saturday. One more time, let's go over our memory verse from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 27. Do you kind of have it internalized? Remember, it's Jesus that is speaking. What are the three things that he says? But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Lord, we want to take courage today, but there is so much discouragement in the world. We want to not fear, but things in our life and the circumstances cause us to fear. Help us, Lord, to be your kind of people who take courage, believe your presence is with us, and know that whatever we face, we don't face it alone. We're finishing Luke's gospel today, Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 53. I do not want it to end, but it's a quick little passage about the ascension of Jesus. Then we'll go over to the Psalms, where David today prays an imprecatory psalm, which is where he asks God to vindicate him. But the thing I think we have to keep in mind about this psalm is that even when David, in his kind of pre-reflective thought, is asking God to really smite his enemies, he also recognizes that God is the ultimate judge. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, starting in verse 50. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. The word joy sticks out to me here. I think the disciples are still processing what is going on. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Now he is floating up into heaven. And yet, the overwhelming emotion that they felt was joy because they know that Christ had defeated death and what that means for them and what it means for us. I think back to the New City Catechism, question number 29. How can we be saved? The answer is only by faith in Jesus Christ and in his substitutionary atoning death on the cross. So even though we are guilty of having disobeyed God, and are still inclined to all evil, nevertheless, God, without any merit of our own, but only by pure grace, imputes to us the perfect righteousness of Christ when we repent and believe in him. As Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man may boast." Let's turn over to Psalm 35 now. Our selected passage is verses 22 through 28, but first I want to set the scene for you. This is a psalm of David, and he starts out by asking the Lord to contend with those who contend against him. Fight against those who fight against me. And then he uses language of battle, take up a shield and armor. And then he starts to kind of give some ways that he thinks that God might vindicate him. Verse 4 says, "May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away." David seems to be upset because these people are trying to hurt him without reason. They revel at his misfortune. And David knows God's ability to stop it. Look at verse 17. "How long, Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages, my precious life from these lions." Have you felt similarly before? "Lord, why are you allowing this to happen to me?" I think it's okay for us to ask those questions. But as it says in the Bible Study Fellowship booklet on the Psalms, the important thing to understand about David's request throughout the psalm, though they may sound vengeful to us, is that David knew his role and God's role. So often people want to be judge, jury, and executioner when they feel they've been wronged. But David trusted God, not himself, to balance the scales of justice. He could suggest a sentence, but he trusted the divine judge to bring the penalty. Psalm 35, verses 22 through 28. Lord, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, Lord. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, Lord my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises all day long. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Please be in prayer for the Parenting Collective. I hope I'll see many of you there today as we seek to help the students and children of our church know that they belong in you, that they have purpose in you, and that in Jesus, they are enough. I want to end today with a liturgy from Every Moment Holy. It's the Saturday Table Blessing. Will you pray with me? First, Father, I just want to thank you for your word. We thank you for your ascension into glory and that you sit at the right hand of God the Father. We thank you for the Psalms, which teach us about every human emotion. Sometimes we're like David, and we want to say, Lord, where are you? Why aren't you vindicating me here? Lord, help us to see our need for you ultimately, where we are right maybe and where we're wrong, and then also help us to leave the justice to you. Father, I pray over my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today, that you would make them aware of your power and your presence. And now we lift up to you this blessing. Christ our captain, Christ our king, for your constant presence with us in the week now past, we thank you, O Lord. For your faithful provision in those days, we bless your name. For the sustenance and shelter and good company that were ours, we give you praise. In the bounty that graces our table, even this hour at the closing of this week, we see new evidence of your shepherding love. We will not live this week again. Therefore, may our hearts, under the perfect tutelage of your Spirit, now glean wisdom from the memory of our passage through the moments and emotions of those days. We pray your purposes in our lives would be accomplished, O God, that in the new week to come, we would somehow be changed by the work of your Spirit, that you would be active in us, ever sanctifying our desires and Christ shaping our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.